This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
When Nora Loom, aka Awkwafina, picked her stage name 15 years ago, she had no idea she'd be setting herself up for free water deliveries. Yep, cases of Awkwafina water, courtesy of Pepsi Cola, have been stacking up outside her LA apartment. Now that she's a Golden Globe winner for The Farewell, she's drowning in attention. Sorry. Josie Tota will play a cheerleader named Lexi in the Saved by the Bell sequel series coming to NBC's new streaming service, Peacock. Lexi is described as beautiful, sharp-tongued, and the most popular girl at Bayside High. She joins original cast members Mario Lopez and Elizabeth Berkley. Tune in to see Josie's Totas. Harvey Weinstein has been indicted on new sex crime charges in Los Angeles, just as his trial on separate rape and sexual assault charges in New York got underway. The Hollywood mogul has been charged with raping one woman and sexually assaulting another. Ugh. Yep, he's now been unofficially classified as a bi-coastal perv. You heard me. After hosting the Golden Globes for the fifth time, Ricky Gervais pledged on Twitter that it'll never happen again. The comedian tweeted, "I received the best reaction ever, and that means a lot to me. I had a blast, but thank f*** it's over. Make jokes, not war." Unquote. Politically incorrect? Oh yeah. And since ratings were down, so long, Ricky! Christian Bale is in talks to join the Marvel Cinematic Universe and Chris Hemsworth in Thor: Love and Thunder. Bale last wore superhero spandex in Christopher Nolan's The Dark Knight trilogy. Taika Waititi will return to write and direct. He directed the third film in the installment Thor: Ragnarok. I'll take a Taika Waititi and a piña colada to go. Eddie Murphy's been sneaking into comedy clubs? Yep, he's been prepping for his Netflix stand-up special. Eddie, at one time, was a hotshot stand-up comic, the hottest in the world. Then he went quiet and had 10 kids. 10. Now he's back with the film Dolomite Is My Name, and he's a kinder, gentler Eddie. No more politically incorrect Eddie. But where's the fun in that? Lisa Vanderpump was horrified after a Ferrari drove through the patio area of her popular restaurant, Pump. Only in LA. "No, we're not a drive-thru," the former Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star tweeted. The restaurant was open for brunch at the time of the incident. Gee, I hope there were free mimosas after that. Yeah, probably not. Adele is being accused of looking too skinny in photos with Harry Styles. From someone who used to endure fat shaming on social media, now the reverse is true. The Rolling in the Deep artist was pictured with friends Harry Styles and James Corden enjoying some time in Anguilla this week, and some are wondering whether they should worry about her newly skinny body. Hello, idiots! Actress Renee Zellweger let her Texas and other roots shine at the 2020 Golden Globes. The 50-year-old actress confused viewers when she shifted accents during her acceptance speech for her role in Judy. As she thanked her supporters, her accent shifted several times in a stupefying world tour of accents. Talented, but can you say cray-cray? Tom Hanks' son, Chet, has become the butt of jokes after he appeared on the red carpet at the Golden Globes speaking with a bad Caribbean accent. The 29-year-old aspiring rapper-turned-actor was there to support his father, who was being presented with a Lifetime Achievement Award. Yeah, embarrassing, mon. Seriously, you can't make this shit up. Actress Lori Loughlin has hired a prison expert to teach her how to survive behind bars if she ends up doing time. The 55-year-old actress, who awaits trial for charges in the college admissions scandal, is learning the ropes. For example, it's not good to stare anyone in the eyes. She's also learning prison slang and has been training to defend herself. Also, not good to bend over in the shower. None of the ladies on The View are speaking to, quote, rude, unquote, Meghan McCain. McCain's become an outcast on the show by feistily feuding with every one of her co-hosts. Even the other conservative voice on the show, Abby Huntsman, and McCain have hit a rough patch. They aren't speaking to each other, and it's been about a month. None of the ladies talk to Meghan now. Brielle Bierman is starting out the new year by looking like her old self. Yep, the Don't Be Tardy star posted a selfie to Instagram showing her with natural lips, a look she hasn't had in years, and writing, "First day of work on Don't Be Tardy Season 8. You know, it's a good thing she got rid of those fake fat lips. She looked like a cartoon character. Good for her. Sacha Baron Cohen joked that Facebook boss Mark Zuckerberg was a naive child who spread Nazi propaganda. The funny man read out what was believed to be a description of Jojo Rabbit, a Golden Globe-nominated movie about a German boy called Jojo who has Adolf Hitler for an imaginary friend. Unbelievable. Ugh. Heil Zuckerberg! The Trash Bin. Rob Kardashian has filed for full custody of Dream, the daughter he had with ex-stripper Blac Chyna. He accuses her of partying wildly at home while Dream is in her care and at the house. He doesn't just claim that she drinks, but she spends $600 a day on alcohol. That and cocaine use completes the train wreck. Blac Chyna has hired an attorney and will continue to be an idiot.
The news wrap-up.
Google stock hit $1,418 a share, an all-time high, as investors shrugged off antitrust investigations. Verizon has done away with contracts for its TV and internet services. Facebook says it will let users see fewer political ads, but still refuses to fact-check them. Macy's is closing 30 more stores. Thanks, Amazon.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Golden Globe winner 1917 takes over the box office.
The number one album.
Roddy Ricch returns to the number one spot with "Please Excuse Me for Being Antisocial."
The number one app.
Of course, it's Minecraft.
The number one book.
Educated by Tara Westover continues to top the nonfiction charts.
LA-based Roddy Ricch likes to refer to himself as a, quote, illustrator of the streets. Wise beyond his years and schooled in real-life struggles, Roddy delivers his truths by way of cinematic rhymes and catchy hooks. Inspired by everyone from Meek Mill and Young Thug to Future and Zapp and Roger, he dove into making music. Roddy was discovered by the late great rapper Nipsey Hussle and quickly caught fire on Spotify in 2016, getting signed to Bird Vision Entertainment. The music video for lead single F It Up put up serious numbers within a year. The next single, Die Young, announced to the world that he's a fresh and fiery voice, not just in LA, but all over the world. From the number one album, Please Excuse Me for Being Antisocial, here's Roddy Ricch with the song of the week, The Box.
Pulling out the coupe at the lot, told him 12 SWAT, buzzing all the bells out the box. I just hit a lick with the box, had to put the stick in the box. The whole feel, I'ma get lazy. I got the mojo deals, we been trapping like the 80s. So, got the cash out. Told them wipe, but no, say slash slash. I won't never sell my soul, and I can back that. And I really wanna know where you at, where I was at, back, where the stash at. Cruise the city in a bulletproof Cadillac, cause I know these out there where the bag at. Gotta move smarter, gotta move harder. Try to give me 5 miles water. I lay down on my son, on my daughter. I had the Draco with me, Dwayne Carter. Lot of out here playing, ain't ballin'. I done put my whole arm in the rim, Vince Carter. And I know Poppy get a key for the portal. Shotty Bennett seen the double C's, I bought her. Got a guy that's looking like a leadership model.
That was Roddy Ricch with the song of the week, The Box. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.